Today's Best Country, KX104. Really pleased to be joined on the line with Chad Barnhill. He is the was the stage manager and drummer for Abby Nicole. Chad, first off, good to have you on. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it.
When I saw your email come across, it was one of those that kind of something struck me about the title, and I had to read it. And, you know, admittedly, I don't read every email because it's almost impossible. But I'm so glad I did, because you caught me right away. I remember this story well from last year. You are very involved, obviously, with the band with Abby Nicole, who Abby is no longer with us, unfortunately, a tragic accident back in July of 2017. Obviously, I don't want to make you relive that day, but can you give us a little background? Where I know you guys were performing in Nebraska. It was at a county fair, I believe, because that really kind of tells the story of what we're going to be talking about with this new song you guys have.
Yeah, that was our last weekend together. We were down in Thayer County Fair and had two-nighter there where we were playing Friday and Saturday night. And accident happened on Saturday night. And it was just, like I say, we call a wrong place, wrong time type situation. And the tragedy kind of hit there that early morning hours and such. It's, everybody wonders what's going on at 4 in the morning for band members. And, well, that's kind of like everybody else getting off at 5 in the afternoon. And so... Right. We lost Abby in July 23rd, and we had a crazy summer going on too. We had just kind of completed, I think, over 40 shows since March, and had another dozen or more ahead of us. And Abby was planning to move on to Nashville. Actually, she had just done some trips there and back, and was ready to make the adult trip to be into the Nashville area. And we were looking forward to that. You know, she was going to move on and everything, but we were still going to do some stuff together. But things just kind of changed real quickly.
How long had you been performing with Abby? How long had you known Abby?
I was with another band, and the gal used to be called Katie Lynn the Crossfire, and that gal wanted to be done singing. She'd been many, many years singing, and us guys wanted to keep playing. So we searched for Abby, and that was about 4.5-5 years ago, and just got lucky. I remember the first time I met Abby, or really got to know her, was back when she was a senior in high school, and I remember her singing for the musical, and when she sang the lead part, it was just something special about, like, her voice. It was just, I hear kids all the time singing, and Abby just had that extra something special. And so I remember when we were looking for a band leader and a female singer, I asked the guys, Mitch and Paul, I said, hey, is your classmate, you know, is she still around and everything? And so we hunted her out. She tried out, did fantastic, and we're singing with her for the last good solid 4 years.
Abby had a pretty incredible story, obviously, that I'm not sure. I think this needs to be said as well. She had fought through a lot of adversity of her own. She had actually had a brain tumor back in 2014.
Yeah. That was something. We had just got done with a show in Norfolk late November, and I gave her a call the week later and said, hey, they'd really like us to come back. I'm checking on this date. You think you can play it? And that day, she says, Chad, I gotta tell you something. I said, okay. And she said, I've been having headaches. And I just needed to go in. They advised me to go in to the University of Nebraska Medical. And I have a tumor. And I thought she was joking. but no, she was serious. So she had a tumor in her brain there at the base, kind of where your brain and your spine meet, and the places that affects your speech and memory. So two things you really don't want for a singer. It was really crazy. She is such a strong gal because they diagnosed it early December. She was in surgery by middle of December when she was in the hospital there, and then she was home by Christmas Eve. They told her that she would be, you know, basically for the next 6-7 months, probably pretty much, you know, got to recuperate. And by the first week of February, she was back at class.
Wow.
She refused to set. She wanted to get moving, and she would talk about a strong girl.
Absolutely. We're talking with Chad Barnhill. Chad, you guys have you have a song that I know that is been around, been out a little bit since her passing, but you're really starting to push it on the radio. It's called Here Comes Right Now. We're going to play it, but tell us a little bit about before that.
Yeah, you bet. Here Come Right Now is a song that she co-wrote with Michael August. Abby was a very avid singer-songwriter, so she was singing or writing with Nashville artists basically weekly over Skype, and she'd Skype every once or twice a week, and they came up with Here Comes Right Now, and it was very much kind of based to her trials that she had with her brain tumor, and Michael met her and said, man, he'd had this song for a while and just hadn't finished it yet, and said, I really want to finish it and finish it with you. So Here Comes Right Now is co-written by Abby Nicole and Michael August.
Let's give a listen. Here Comes Right Now, Abby Nicole.
You're standing on the edge, but you ain't moving. You're too scared to take a step. Sometimes what you're holding on to is holding you back, yeah. Back. 'Cause you can't sit still when you're anchored down. You don't have a voice if you don't make a sound. You can't fly if feet don't leave the ground. 'Cause everything can change in a minute, twist and turn when you least expect it. You're living for tomorrow, you're missing out. The rain, and when you first lock eyes with forever, you could lose your gaze or choose to never look away. No, you can't sit still with your anchor down. You don't have a voice if you don't make a sound. You can't fly if your feet don't leave the ground. 'Cause everything.
Here Comes Right Now, Abby Nicole. We're talking with Chad Barnhill, who's a stage manager and drummer with Abby. That song, obviously written, I think, with a lot of the brain tumor aspect, but it takes on, boy, a whole new light now, obviously, in 2018.
Yeah. You just don't know. I mean, when something tragic like this happened and you go back and really analyze the song, it's Abby's talking to us, and it was very... very special that we could have this and still give it out to the world. The great, like say, the story, you know, and that vocal that you are hearing her play is a one cut. That is a demo that when they got done with that track and got done writing that song in late December 2016, Abby liked, you know, going back in and singing the song, and she did that basically one take with her Mac computer.
Very cool.
And that was the recording they used actually for that in Nashville.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, obviously you're lucky to have that. I always say when, you know, musicians pass away, thankfully we have something to remember them by, and that will never go away. And that is obviously their music. And this is a pretty special one. When you hear it in that light, it obviously takes on a whole new light. Chad, I thank you so much for joining us, and we're really happy to play this song for you. Here comes right now. It's out and about everywhere. I know you mentioned Spotify. It's all over the internet. If you want to go find it and give it to spread it to the world, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can download it on iTunes and check it out on Spotify. But hey, request it on the radio. Let the people know in the world hear her voice. She's speaking to a lot of people still with us today. And request it on the radio.
All right, thank you, Chad. Appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you.